This is Earth and Sky. They're nicknamed killer bees, but Africanized honeybees don't roam in swarms looking for victims.
These bees react only when they feel threatened, but they do feel threatened more easily than other honeybees. African honeybee queens were imported by Brazilian scientists in the 1950s to breed a honeybee for use in tropical climates. Some swarms escaped into the wild. With no natural competitors, they spread rapidly through South and Central America and Mexico. By 1990, the bees had made it into the southwestern U.S. No one knows how far they'll migrate in North America. They're limited by food availability more than cold temperatures. That's because Africanized honeybees tend to use all their pollen and honey reproducing rather than storing it up like other bees. When winter comes, they run out of food and they starve.
Africanized honeybees are difficult to manage and produce less honey than regular honeybees, so beekeepers don't like them. Then there's the stinging. It's not that each sting is worse, it's just that more bees participate. Once they attack, they'll continue the chase for a long distance.
But these so-called killer bees don't disrupt existing habitats, and they're good for pollinating a garden. Remember, if you see any bee colony, leave it alone. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.